Hey everyone, welcome back to another podcast. It's your girl. By the time I upload this, I am officially going to be 2 months locked. Guys, it is the 14th. So in 2 days, 48 hours, your girl will be officially locked. Let's go. I'm so excited to be taking you guys on this journey with me. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe on my YouTube channel. Joanna Mulaney, the link will be in the description as well. Make sure you guys are following me on Instagram. Over there, I post the pics and the episodes for each and every one of my podcasts. I try to. But my Instagram is underscore Jordan Hamilton. So make sure you guys go follow. And thank you. Let's get into this podcast. Alright, so what's up, guys? I'm sitting on my couch and it's late. So let's have a late night talk session. I think that's what I'm going to title this one. I'm just excited that I'm finally 2 months locked. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe on my YouTube channel, Joanna Mulaney. And as you guys follow me on Instagram, underscore Joanna Hamilton. So let's get into this podcast. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you guys 3 tips on why you should get locks. And basically, like, any more information that you guys need to know, because I've had like several lock journeys, so I kind of know. Like, so here are 3 tips you should get locks. Number one, they're a versatile hairstyle, meaning that you can do any hairstyle with locks. Also, you can watch YouTube videos as well for people that either put styles over the locks or style the locks themselves. You can do lock petals, you can do lock buns, you can do space buns, you can do half up, half down. You can do bantu knots, you can do curls, you can do like a lot of lock styles that are really pretty. You can do a lot of lock styles. So that's the first tip on why you should get locks, is because they're versatile. The second tip on why you should get locks is because it's a unique journey. With the lock journey, you'll be going through 4 phases. First, you go through the baby lock phase. Then you go through the budding phase. Then you go through the teenage phase. Then you go through the mature phase. I will do a separate podcast for those 4 stages. And I will link the description for each of them below. Anyways, yeah, it's a very unique phase to anyone that has dreadlocks. So if you're looking for a hairstyle that's unique, and that has different phases that are unique, and that every stage there's beauty in it, then locks are for you. I really hope that I inspire you guys to get locks, because I'm continuing my lock journey. Like, this time around, let's be transparent. I'm going to be transparent with my audience here. I'm going to continue my lock journey because I feel like it's something I should do, and it's something I should give a chance, and I shouldn't just give up on my hair like that. Trust me, I'm willing to give up and run out of patience. So it just being a unique journey is what makes it a hairstyle for you. Like, literally, it's unique from start to finish. Like, I feel like lock journey is unique, and it's like the best journey for all other journeys. Like, it's number one. Natural hair is number two, because natural hair, you can do anything with it. But locks, you can do anything with it and more. And so, like, pretty much, that's why you should get locks the second time around, is if you started your lock journey, that's why you should get locks, which will be my second point, is because of how unique it is and how special it is, and the journey, and how it takes people through life, and they learn to love and grow and accept their hair. So that's why you should get locks. That's the second tip. My last tip on why you should get locks is because it's low manipulation of style. Like, literally, you don't have to do anything to maintain your locks. You don't have to comb them. You don't have to retwist them if you don't want to. You don't even have to style them if you don't want to. Like, locks is for people that know they don't want to mess with their hair, like myself. And also, it being low manipulation, it allows your hair to grow a lot more. Versus if you were loose natural, because you gotta think about it. Loose naturals, they're constantly in their hair, whether they spend 1 week in their hair being in it for 3 to 4 times a week, or they spend no time in their hair. Like, with a loose natural hair journey, you have to constantly be in your hair because you got to moisturize it, continue to like comb it, style it, set it, leave it for the week. Then if you want to lose, not for people who wash their hair every single week, that's another thing too. So this journey really allows for the idea of low manipulation. Like, you don't have to do nothing to your hair. You just leave it. Obviously, you have to do the regular maintenance to it, like retwist it and wash it, if that's your choice, because at the same time, you have options with this journey, which makes it unique and what makes it a low manipulation is because, like, you can choose not to do your hair for months and your hair will just be beautiful the way it is. So that's basically my third tip, and that's pretty much it. Alrighty guys, this concludes my month 2 luck update. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Join the Milani, and make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. I will see you guys in the next one.